Blog Talk Radio.
Storyland. Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is May the 21st. I thank God for each of you being with us this morning. What a wonderful day to praise our God. This is the day that He has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. He is a mighty God, and we are grateful that He is our God, our own personal God. We thank God for Him. Father God, we honor You this morning as the King of Kings and as the Lord of Lords. Thank You for Your great and mighty presence this morning, Father God. We reverence You, and we are certainly grateful that You come with us every week on Bible Storyland. Well, this morning, we have a great woman of God, Mother Louise Henry. She pastored a church in the Church of Christ, written in heaven, in Brooklyn, New York, for 34 years. She was 12 years on the mission field in Cameroon, West Africa, and she hosted two TV stations in New York. So she's going to minister to us in prayer this morning. Good morning, Mother Henry.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for being on your side.
Ma'am?
Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, God, we come with grateful hearts this morning. We come thanking You with our hands lifted up to You, God. We thank You for Minister Caritha and this Bible Storyland program, and for those that are participants today and those that will just be listening. Father, we've got so much to thank You for, because in studying Your word, You told us to beware of false prophets and those that come to try to deceive Your children and to turn us away from You. But Father, we discover You give us another day to give You thanks. We give another day to bless You. Another day, God, that if we didn't have it right, we got another chance to get it right. And oh God, we pray for the listening audience, those that will be listening to this program. Let something be said, Lord. Some prayer be prayed. Some song be sung today, Lord, that will lift their hearts, elevate them. We know we're living in perilous time. He said these things that we are now experiencing. This is the chosen generation. This is the generation that will see the Bible being fulfilled in our day. But nevertheless, God, help us to humble our hearts, bend our knees to the Most High God. There is but one true and living God. Oh, that we pray that in this program, Lord, Bible Land, people will understand Your word, and souls will be won to the kingdom of heaven. Bless the rest of the day, everyone that will participate. Let them look to You, Lord, and come on with thanksgiving that the false prophet prophecy was not, oh God, true. We did not go into judgment this morning, 2 o'clock, but we thank You, Father. We praise You, we lift You up in the beauties of holiness. Glory to Your holy name. And we say, thank You, Jesus. Thank You. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in Thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother Henry. We appreciate your prayer, and I just thank God for you being on, Mother Henry. You're a blessing to us.
Amen.
This morning, I'm going to read into your hearing Psalms 47. This is Bible Storyland. So if you have your Bibles ready, you can read along with me. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a loud, joyful song. We must fear the Lord, the Most High. He is a great king of the whole earth. He brings people under our authority, and He puts nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom He loved. God has gone up with a joyful shout. The Lord has gone up with the sound of a ram's horn. Make music to praise God. Play music for him. Make music to praise our King. Play music for him. God is the King of the whole earth. Make your best music for him. God rules the nations. He sits upon his holy throne. The influential people from the nations gather together as the people of God of Abraham. The rulers of the earth belong unto God. He rules everything. Thank you. Oh, I just thank the Lord this morning for what he's done and what he's about to do. This morning, we have a great woman of God, Karen Itell. She's going to play a praise song for us this morning. So, good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
All right, we're ready.
All right, I'm going to do that song, Clap Your Hand, that goes real good with the scripture.
Okay. Have you ever observed a young child playing? They may play doctor and examine their little friends' hearts and look in their ears. Or they may play teacher and teach them math and reading. Or they may play a fireman and they're putting out fake fires. Or they may play a pastor and they use like a little play microphone and they just preaching and preaching. As they grow up, you continue to observe them as they grow, develop into their chosen career. Sometimes, as they were growing up, they might have done certain things, but you had no idea why until later in life. Maybe they bang on the piano at 2 or 3 years old. They may have the gift of gab, talked all the time. They may have rescued pets. They may have sang all the time or played on the drums. They may have used tools like hammers and tried to fix things around the house, but you never really put it together until they became what they had practiced all of their lives. God put many gifts in children. He equips them with their purpose as it begins to unfold as they grow from very little to very big to adulthood. Our Bible character, like us, was chosen very young. He was chosen at a very young age to do great things. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. Our Bible character began his life call at the age of 8. 2 Kings 21:25 says, now the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, are not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Judah. And he was buried in his tomb and in the garden of Uzzah. Then Josiah, his son, reigned in his place. 2 Kings 22:1. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidiah, the daughter of Adiah of Bochaz. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the left hand nor to the right hand. How many of us are training our children in the way that they should go, so when they're old they won't depart from God's ways? Maybe they will be like Daniel, Joseph, or Timothy, faithful to God all the days of their lives, like Josiah, who loved God and obeyed him all the days of his life, even from a child. Some people feel that our children have to stray and come back like the prodigal child, but it is possible for our children to be like Josiah, never turn to the right nor to the left, but to do what is right in God's sight. Let's encourage them to do what is right in the sight of the Lord all the days of their lives. We can tell them Bible stories from the Bible about children like Daniel who refused to bow down to strange gods, like Joseph, who God spoke to at a young age when he spoke to very few people at that time, but he spoke to Joseph. He also spoke to another young man in the Bible. About three times he spoke to him, and you may remember his name, but he spoke to him. He called him. He called him softly three different times. So later on in the show, I want somebody to tell me who his name was. Remember, we talked about him a few weeks ago, and he was given up by his mom at a very young age. His mom had prayed for him when he was before he was born. So later on in the show, somebody press one and tell me what his name was. Josiah was a great king, and like I said, he led people to do the right thing because that's what he did. Young King Josiah is a classic example of the law in a law of the picture. His leadership led to national reform in Israel, and he teaches us today about how change occurs. Outward reform begins with inward renewal. So our King Josiah was like that. In 2 Kings 22:23, we read about Josiah's wholehearted devotion to God and his desire to lead people well. He became king of Israel at a young, tender age. Tender age. That's when the heart is moldable, at a young age, 8 years old, if you can imagine that. His own spiritual passion began to influence the nation of Judah and even brought about public reform. Now, Judah is the place where he reigned, and at one time the people were not faithful, but he brought people to faithfulness even at a young age. We see that the leader must experience personal change before he or she can implement public change. Leaders must make an impact in the way an atomic bomb does. They implode before they explode. The cycle worked this way with King Josiah. He first had a personal renewal, then a personal change, then public reform, and then public change. Accomplishing public change begins with our hearts. True reformation isn't merely about behavior modification, but heart transformation. Once this young leader recognized the unhealthy state of his own life, he committed himself to repentance. He wanted to change himself. This reminds us that we must always begin our leadership journey with self-leadership. We must lead ourselves before trying to lead anyone else. Once Josiah's heart changed, he couldn't keep it a secret. It flowed outward. Further, when his own life changed, he was in position to change others. The example accelerated in public reform since everyone could see his transformation in life. The life change inside of a leader then becomes visible outside. Next, it burns on the inside of the hearts of those who see the leader and move the outward change within them. Josiah became king of Judah at age 8, following the murder of his wicked father. Yet, unlike his father, the Bible says Josiah did what is right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Josiah's inner circle must have included righteous men and women, no doubt including his mother, Jedidiah, who nurtured Josiah in the ways of God. Josiah respected the role of spiritual leaders. He maintained a teachable spirit, desiring to hear the words of God. He listened to spiritual rebuke and responded with brokenness, realizing how far from God's law people had strayed. Josiah's reign brought about restoration of the temple, and his godly influence helped people reduce the effects of evil leadership. God's servant, passionately pursued the things of God rather than his own personal prestige. God rewarded Josiah by allowing him to live in peace. So I thank God for Josiah, who even as a young man was chosen by God. And, you know, we're chosen by God at a young age. But do we follow what God is choosing for us, or do we follow our own ways? Josiah was king over Judah, and Judah means praise. Today we can begin to repent before God, ask him to change our heart so we can love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. In order to praise God, our hearts must be pure before him. So today let's search our own hearts. I'm searching my heart before I begin to praise God, because he has been merciful to me. He's been kind to me. He's been loving towards me. Even when I sinned against God and asked for his forgiveness, he forgave me, and he'll do the same for you. Remember, Josiah's life changed from the inside out. Once his heart changed, everyone knew it. This morning I want to read into your hearing another scripture. It is Psalm 51, one of the great songs of David. It said, "Have pity on me, O God, in keeping with your mercy, in keeping with your unlimited compassion. Wipe out my rebellious ways, acts. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. I admit I am rebellious. My sin is always in front of me. I have sinned against you, especially you. I have done what you considered evil." So you hand down justice when you speak, and you are blameless before when you judge. Indeed, I was born guilty. I was a sinner when my mother conceived me. Yes, you desire truth and sincerity. Deep down inside me, you teach me wisdom. Purify me from sin with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear sounds of joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken dance. Hide your face from my sins and wipe out all that I have done wrong. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a faithful spirit within me. Do not force me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy of your salvation to me, and provide me with the spirit of willing obedience. Then I will teach your way to those who are rebellious, and sinners who will return to you. Rescue me from the guilt of murder, O God, my Savior. Let my tongue sing joyfully about your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will tell about your praise. You are not happy with any sacrifice, otherwise I would offer one to you. You are not pleased with burnt offerings. The sacrifice pleasing to you, O God, is a broken spirit. O God, you do not despise a broken spirit and a sorrowful heart. For favor Zion with your goodness. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with sacrifices offered in the right spirit, with burnt offerings and whole offerings, and whole burnt offerings. Young bulls will be offered on your altar. So I thank God this morning for what he's doing. Now, Karen Attell, a great woman of God from Houston, Texas, she comes on with us weekly, and I thank God for you, Karen. She's going to play another praise song for us.
All right. Yes. Okay. I'm going to do another one that I really like. It's called "Eyes Upon Jesus." Thank you.
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Karen. It was beautiful. I enjoyed that so much. It was such a peaceful and a calming song. I appreciate you. Thank you. Next, we have a great woman of God from New Orleans, Louisiana. Her name is Pastor Josie Phillips. She ministers at the church in New Orleans called Pray the Word. Say the Word. Good morning, Pastor Phillips.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you. Are you ready this morning to play that shofar?
I'm ready.
All right. We're ready to listen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Before I sound the shofar, I just want to give you a little bit of information, hallelujah, that this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad. The sounding of the shofar, it just invites the presence of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. I want you to know that it's to blow the trumpet in Zion. It's a call to sanctify a fast. It's a call to assemble together, together the eagles to sanctify the congregation. It's a call. It's a warning. And I'm going to sound the shofar, and I'd like to share with you some of the sounds. This is the sound, hallelujah, whole hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is a sound. It's a freedom call that God will release you from bondage and he'll give you total freedom. It's a call of restoration that God will restore to you all that has been stolen. That's right, including family members, personal property, even to your reputation and everything that's been lost. Hallelujah. I want you to know it's a call for death cancellation. It's a call when we sound the shofar and it goes out into the airway. If you know, it's almost like it's a release from the Holy Spirit. There's a frequency that goes out in the airway. It's like a DNA that we're covered with the blood of Jesus. When we sound the shofar, it confuses the enemy. And what happens is the whole room changes the atmosphere in the whole room. And the enemy is pushed back. And the enemy is confused. And if you think about in the Bible, talk about them when they marched around the walls of Jericho, hallelujah, and they sound the ram's horn, and they sound the shofar, and the enemy was confused, and the wall came down. How there's a release and there's an anointing, hallelujah. When you begin to sound the shofar, there's an increased blessing. God will pour a supernatural increase into your life. The children of Israel received so much that they would not tap the plow for years. For living off the increase, hallelujah. It's a time for us to begin. It's a call of war. When I do this sound, it goes like this. That's the warfare song. It's a song to gather the troops, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's a call to awake all thy sleeper and examine your deeds. It's a reminder that the shofar will call together Israel's scattered remnant to return to the Holy Land. It's a sound of rest today, a day of rest from your labor. I want you to know that Jesus wants us to rest in him. It's a sound of resurrection. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, hallelujah, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise, hallelujah. Arise, O thy sleeper. It's attention, all of our troops. God is gathering together all of the troops, his remnant coming together on one accord that we walk in unity. It is a call to the land of holiness to get your life straight. It's a call to repentance right now. It's a call and it's a sound. Hallelujah.
What is
God bless you and be blessed.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Pastor Phillips. That was awesome. That was Pastor Josie Phillips from New Orleans, Louisiana. So I thank God for you this morning. I appreciate that. I thank God for restoration for each one of us. Let us continually praise him. So, Father, we just bless you this morning. We thank you for what you've done on Bible Storyland. We are so blessed this morning to have with us all the way from Flint, Michigan, Superintendent Grundy and his precious daughter, Ebony Grundy. Ebony is a young woman, 19 years old to be exact. She is a great musician. She is a graduate of Clio High School and has also attended Flint Institute School of Art. Good morning, Ebony.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed.
Amen. Well, we are so happy to have you on this morning. We are looking forward to you playing that wonderful praise song. Are you ready?
Amen. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Any particular requests?
No, whatever, you know, she is led by the Lord to pray. I mean to sing, I play.
She want me to play and sing?
For that, Ebony. It was beautiful. I just appreciate you being such a young woman and playing as if you have been here for years and years. I thank God for you. Thank you so much.
So you're welcome.
Prepare to sing another song a little bit later in the show, okay?
Okay.
All right. This morning I want to read another psalm to you, Psalms 48. You know, Psalms has a lot of praise unto God in the Psalms. I'm going to read Psalms 48, 1 through 5. The Lord is great. He should be highly praised. His holy mountain is in the city of God. Its beautiful peak is the joy of the whole earth. Mount Zion is on the northern ridge. It is the city of the great king. God is in its palaces. He has proved that he is a stronghold. The kings have gathered together. They have marched together. When they saw Mount Zion, they were astonished. They were terrified and ran away in fear. So I thank God this morning that he is a holy God, and we reverence him this morning. The Grundy family is a highly anointed family with much talent. We also have another Grundy family member, Mary Grundy, who will sing a song to the glory of God just before her brother comes to give a message from the Most High God this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
How are you?
God bless you.
God bless you, too. How are you this morning?
Blessed and highly favored.
I know that's right. All right, you ready to sing?
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead.
Well, I woke up early one morning. My heart was beating like a thunder. I said, Lord, I'm truly thankful for opening up my heart. And I walked close to my window. And while the street was looking at him, I said, I'm thankful, Lord. Can this be enough? Everybody ought to praise his name. You ought to praise his name. Be thankful and praise his name. If around me to say thank you. Well, the sun bright and shining. The wind was blowing not too strong. And in a dream, I heard a robin singing his song. I don't know what he was singing. And pretty soon he's on his way. I believe he was saying grace, saying thank you for one more day. Everybody ought to praise his name. Be thankful and praise his name. Be grateful and thank you. You do it too. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for that song, Mary. Praise his name. Everybody ought to praise his name. You know, we think sometimes that, you know, we just woke up, but he actually woke us up. Not as the alarm clock, but God actually woke us up. So we got to praise. We have so much to be grateful for. You know, we have the use of our limbs, our right mind. We're blessed. You know, we're fed. He gives us the desires of our heart. He just loves us. And oh, we just have so much. I mean, I could go on and on for days about the goodness of God and why we should praise him. Yeah. As I said before, the Grundy family is a very talented family, and we are very blessed to have them all with us this morning. Our next guest is all the way from Flint also, Superintendent Bryant Grundy of the Joshua District North Central Jurisdiction. He is the administrative assistant to Bishop J. Drew Sheard of Flint, Michigan. He is also the pastor of Greater New Bethel Church in Flint, Michigan. He's also a frequent visitor of Ask the Pastor TV show. Good morning, Pastor Grundy. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you being on this morning.
It's good to be here.
All right. We're ready to listen to the word that God gave you for us this morning.
Praise God. Well, we're just delighted to be invited this morning, and we're just thankful for that song from my sister Mary. Everybody ought to praise his name. And we thank God for my daughter Ebony and the other lady on the piano Ebony singing about open the floodgates of heaven and let it rain. And we usually sing an old song in the Church of God in Christ, send down your rain, Lord. Send down your latter rain. And I believe we're living in the end times, and the Bible decrees and declares. He said, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Praise God, Lady G. He said, I'm going to pour out your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Your old men are going to dream dreams, and your young men are going to have visions. And I'm just believing God for an outpouring and a demonstration of his spirit in these end times. I just want to share a scripture since we're in the praise mode, and we know that praise is so important. I just want to use for a thought that praise will always turn the page. Praise will turn the page. A lot of times we get stuck in ruts. A lot of times we get distressed. A lot of times we get in trouble. And we have, you know, life has its vicissitudes, its ups and its downs. And so we go through this life, there's going to be some valleys. There's going to be some peaks, praise God. But whenever we have difficulties, praise God, in this life, all we got to do is remember, don't magnify your problem, but magnify your God. Don't magnify what you're going through and look at what you're going through, but rather look where you're going to. We're going somewhere. Praise God. We're going to be with the Lord. And the Bible says that he would never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. And we got to just walk of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. And when we're walking by faith, faith is the opposite of fear. We cannot be afraid of what happens. Praise God. When our money get funny, and when things get out of sorts and disjointed, we don't want to get shaken by that. We don't want to be shaken, but we want to do the shaking. Praise God, because greater is he that is in me than any devil, any imp that's in this world. So the scripture that come to my mind is in Psalms 16 and verse number 11. Psalm 16 and verse number 11, thou wilt show me the path of life. Oh, that's what I want. I want the path of life. I've been on a path of destruction, self-destruction. I've been on that path. I've been on the path of a dead end. I've been on the path of sin. But the Bible says, thou wilt show me the path of life. That's what I want. I'm not into skull and bones. I'm not into death. Don't buy me no jacket with no skull and bones on it. Don't give me nothing that signifies death, but I'm into life. Jesus said, I come that you might have life, not just any life, but the abundant life, the opulent life, the good life, the holy life. Hallelujah. Life in Christ. In me, he said, ye live and move and have your being. And so God will show me the path of life in thy presence. Whew, hallelujah. I'm talking about the very presence of God. In thy presence is fullness of joy. I'm not talking about a half a cup. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about an overflowing cup. David said, my cup overflows. Hallelujah. He said, fullness of joy at thy right hand. Y'all know who's at the right hand of the Father. Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. In other words, there's no side effects. We get medications from the doctor, and sometimes the side effects are worse than your condition. Praise God. But when you get with God, there's no pill like the gospel. When you get in Christ, and in Christ, praise God, he said we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When we're in Christ, we're at the right hand of God. We're there at that place where there are pleasures forevermore. You won't have no side effects. You won't get no hangover. Praise God. But pleasures forevermore. I'm talking about the joy that you can't find nowhere else, the joy that the world can't give to you, the joy that alcohol and drugs can't give to you. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we know that the Bible says that's where our strength is. The joy of the Lord is our very strength. I'm reminded as I speak about David. My God. You know, he's the sweet psalmist. He's God, the man after God's own heart. David was at one point in his life, the Bible says over there in Samuel, praise God, 30 and verse number 6, he was greatly, not just a little bit, 1 Samuel 30 and 6, greatly distressed. And so if David can be greatly distressed, this man was the king, and he was anointed, the same man that killed a lion and a bear with his bare hands, the same man that took out Goliath and didn't have a weapon, so he took the enemy's weapon and cut off the enemy's head, the same man that killed Goliath and cut off his head was greatly distressed because the people, they said they were going to stone him because the souls of all of their sons and daughters had been kidnapped by the enemy. And the Bible didn't stop there. The Bible says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Oh, hallelujah. Now, that right there ought to make you think. And it doesn't say how he encouraged himself. It doesn't say if he pulled out his harp and began to play his harp. It doesn't say that he began to sing or write psalms. It just says he encouraged himself. And I don't know, you better check that scripture out and realize that there is a way for you and I to encourage ourselves in the Lord our God. And I want you to know it could be with a harp. It could be with a song. It could be with a psalm. It could be with a dance. It could be with a praise. But whatever you do, you just get your mind on Jesus. Get your mind. Don't get your mind on what you're going through. Get your mind on Jesus. Begin to look up. You know the Bible says, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help come from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. Now, see, don't all the God have that title, but my God, the God that made and the earth. That's not no Buddha. That's not Muhammad. That's not Asclepius. But that's the Lord, Jehovah God. He's the creator. Is the maker. Praise God. He is the one that said, I am the strength of your life. I am your light and your salvation. He said, don't you be afraid. He may keep in Israel. He never sleep and he never slumber. That alone will give you some joy down in your Holy Ghost soul. And so I just want to leave with you in his presence. Don't get around the wrong people. In his presence, don't get on the wrong path, but get in the path of life. Get in the path of holiness. For the Bible says, a highway will be there and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and a holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Anybody want to see the Lord? I want to see him. I want to look upon his face. There to be forever and sing of his amazing grace in his presence, in the presence of the Lord. You can get there. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. So if you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer.
Oh, yeah.
If you call on Jesus, he will hear you when you call.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Say, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there because I feel like shouting.
Come
I feel
on,
like
Pastor.
Running around in
come
this
on,
house.
Amen, amen. Continue.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God for the praise.
Somebody help me.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. We don't give it back.
Oh, we thank God for that great message that you gave. Oh, it was awesome. I thank God. We walk by faith. Praise will always turn the page, and it does. You know, when we start praising God, we could be down like David, but it will lift up our countenance.
Yes, yes.
Oh, in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. So, Superintendent Grundy, we are grateful for that awesome message that the Lord used you to give to us. And remember, Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show us the path of life. And, you know, Jesus is the one who gives us abundant life, as Pastor Grundy said. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I mean, he really brought forth that word and allow us to know who we need to praise, because God is the author of our lives, the finisher of our faith. So we're so grateful to you this morning. And, you know, we love to celebrate. And so today I want to say happy birthday to you for tomorrow, Superintendent Grundy.
Bless you. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Well, our next guest is a great woman of God from Jacksonville, Florida. She's gifted with the voice of song and praise. Her name is Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen. You ready to praise song?
Yes, Lord.
All right. We're listening.
Okay. We've come this far by faith. I can't get together this morning, darling. My voice.
That's all right. Keep continue. You're doing good.
Hold on. We've come this far by faith,
leaning on the Lord,
and we are trusting in His holy word. And He's never failed me.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said I thought he was going to start playing. My voice
No, that's okay. Oh. Keep singing. Go ahead.
Oh, my voice is hurting so.
Oh, don't sing. I'm sorry. I don't want you to strain your voice. You rest your voice. But, you know, I thank God for you because you're faithful to come on every week. And I just am so blessed that you are just.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, God. I just thank God. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch your daughter Jackie's voice, oh, God. Heal her voice, Lord. You know she uses it daily to give you glory. And I just thank you for touching her this morning. You said in your word, Father God, that you wish above all things that we would prosper and be in health. So, Father God, you are a balm in Gilead. Send the word and heal her voice. Heal her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Any infections, God, we thank you for healing. In the name of Jesus, amen. Allow her to get some rest. Rest, Father God, rest in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, now we have the youngest woman on the radio this morning. She is known as the Mighty Mildred. Her name is Mildred.
Wow.
She is 100 years young. She's my favorite aunt. Going to sing a song of praise unto God this morning for us. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning, dear. I'm blessed.
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Amen. We're ready for you.
All right. I have heard so much of Jesus. He is that man from Galilee. How he left his home in glory just to set the sinners free. So I decided that I would follow, yes, in his footsteps all the way. Yes, I must see Jesus for myself someday. troubles that I bore down through the years. No, there is no one, no one can tell him about these things that I must say. So I must see Jesus for myself someday. I'm gonna tell him about these troubles that I bore down through the years. No, there is no one, no one can tell him all these things that I must say. So I must see Jesus for myself, for myself someday.
Nice. Real nice.
Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. We all must see Jesus for ourselves.
Yes.
We've heard of a man called Jesus from Galilee. And Mildred, that was awesome. I tell you, you are a strong woman in the Lord. She, next month, Mildred will be 101 years old. So I am just so blessed to have an aunt who is strong in the Lord and who can sing praise unto him still.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Aunt Mildred. It was awesome.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. We'll continue in the praise mode. Ebony, are you ready to do another praise song for us?
Yes, I am. I'm ready.
Okay. Go ahead, baby.
That one. Right. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's the power that keeps me whole. Glory to God. Amen. You're the only light that leads me home. Home is where the fire burns so warm and bright. So long as I have you, I'll never roam. Our paths may wander on this walk of light, but I won't walk alone. Now like a blaze of gold at the break of dawn, now you're the power that heals my soul. Now when the wind grows cold and I'm halfway gone, you're the power that keeps me whole. My harbor and my shelter, you will always be. No, even when the storm blows hard and long, how your spirit is a part of me. It gives life to this song, like a blaze of gold at the break of dawn. You're the power that heals my soul. So when the wind grows cold and I'm halfway gone, well, you're the power that keeps me whole. Now when the wind grows cold and I'm halfway gone, you're the power power that keeps me whole. You're the power that heals my soul. You're the power that keeps me whole. Jesus is the power that keeps me whole. Jesus is the power that keeps me whole. Jesus is the power that keeps me whole. Now Jesus is the power that keeps me whole. 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 Jesus is the power that keeps me whole.
Amen. I tell you what, Ebony, you are an encourager. Jesus is the power that keeps me whole. He keeps all of us whole. You know, we can't keep ourselves, but Jesus is the keeper. So I thank God, Ebony, for a young woman encouraging us and pray. We have our youngest woman is 100, and then the next, the really young woman is 19, and that was Ebony Grundy, a great young woman of God. I just thank God for you, Ebony. You are faithful to Father God, and I encourage you to remain faithful all the days of your lives, all the days of your life, just like Joseph and Daniel and other young men in the Bible and young women who were faithful. So thank you so much for singing those songs. Just don't hang up yet. We got more. All right. It's nothing like giving God praise. But you know what? There comes a time when we need to call upon the Most High God for, you know, for prayer. We need to call. We need to say, Father God, we need you. We can't make it without you. So, you know, we need to call upon God in the place where we are. I don't know about you, but I need prayer. I'm going to be first on the prayer line this morning. So anybody who needs prayer this morning, if you are not already on as a guest, you can just press 1. And we have Evangelist Brenda Lombard from Houston, Texas, who's going to be praying for people this morning. And later, towards the end of the show, which is almost over, Deacon Eddie Williams is going to give us a closing prayer. So right now we're going to ask for prayer requests. So press 1, or if you're already on, I'm going to be at the top of the list, y'all. So I pray that you would press 1 or ask for prayer now. I'm asking for prayer for strength, Sister Brenda.
Praise the Lord. I just would like to say good morning to all our listeners and to our guests on this morning, and I would like to give a shout out to Superintendent Grundy. Happy birthday, and may you live to see many, many more. And I would just like to say to you, Sister G, this show was truly, truly one of praise and worship. It was a blessing to me, and I feel like Chloe on the road to Emmaus, she said, didn't our hearts burn within? And truly, my heart has been burning within. God bless you and all of our guests on this morning. Father God, you said in Nehemiah 8 and 10 that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And Father God, we just do strength not only to Sister G, but to all of those on the program, all of those who are listening in our audience. Father God, we bless them with strength on this morning, not only strength in our spiritual man, but strength in our physical bodies, Father God.
Yes,
strength
Lord.
In our emotions, Father God.
Yes.
Strength
yes.
in every area of our life, spiritually, physically,
yes.
mentally, emotionally, even
yes,
socially,
Lord.
Daddy God.
Yes.
Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to that so that we may know the hope of your calling. Father God, we just ask you to loose ministry and angels to go out now and to straighten out everyone's life. Make every crooked path straight. And Father, you have given each and every one of us dreams, just as you did Joseph and Daniel, just as you gave David. Father God, we pray that you would enlighten all of us, that you would visit us with visions and dreams about our future, even as according to Joel chapter 2:25. You said, hallelujah, that behold, Your young men shall see vision, and your old man shall dream dreams, Father God. Give us all dreams, and Father God, give us the desire to make the dreams, the God-given dreams and visions that you have placed within our hearts to come to pass, and then let us work along with you to bring these visions and dreams to pass.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray,
amen.
God bless
amen.
You this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brenda, for that wonderful prayer. She's also my prayer partner, and she lives in Houston, Texas, by way of coming from New Orleans. So I thank God for you. Anyone else need specific prayer? You may say so at this time. Specific prayer. Well, maybe
like
she covered everything.
Prayer.
Anybody else?
I'm thankful to be alive and asking for prayer. And all our needs, prayer is the answer. And I'm asking for prayer for my family and for my niece from New Orleans, Gracie. I thank the Lord for you and your family. We'll continue with this program, Coretha. May the Lord continue to give you strength to keep going, because he's the one. And all
amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else need prayer, specific prayer this morning? Hello? You on the air? Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, this is Mary Grundy. Would you please pray for my son, Christopher Hatter? He had, like, an accident on his bike. Tumbled about 2 times. Got a little bumps and bruises on his body. So pray for him that he have, men well.
Amen. Okay, Mary. Anybody else? Specific prayer this morning. Hello?
We're praying for a new church. We're praying for a new church on one level, and we want a nice dining facility to accommodate God's children.
Amen. New church on one level?
And Father God, we just touch and agree.
Brenda, hold on, baby. Hold on, Brenda. Somebody else want prayer, too, so hold on, okay?
Certainly.
Okay.
Yes, I would like prayer for my family. I have 2 brothers in the nursing home, and I would like to, for you all to pray for them. And
how you doing, woman of God?
This is Ella.
Hey, Sister Ella, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay,
so I would like prayer in the nursing home, and one on the side. Lost his eyesight, and the other one have a touch of dementia. And we just like prayer to let God have his way, and it's his will to heal their bodies. Bless my whole
amen,
family.
Amen, amen. How's your sister
you.
In New Orleans?
She's doing fine.
Good.
She's
thank
doing
you
fine. She
on.
Should be listening. I don't know where she is or not, but I'd ask her to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right, anybody
yeah,
else?
Program.
Yes, one.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes, Linda Robinson from Flint, Michigan. I'd like to pray for my son, Malcolm, A.G. in California. He's having opposition on his job. Pray that things work out in his favor.
Amen.
And my son, Melvin, A.G., who is working in and out of jobs, pray he gets a steady job. And as he prays, it's the Lord in the way.
Okay. And you said your name is Linda what?
Robinson.
Okay.
Coming from Greater New Bethel, Superintendent Grundy's member.
Amen. Praise the Lord for you. Anyone else? Specific prayer this morning. Okay. All right. Brenda, you want me to pray for a specific or you want to pray?
I'll pray. I'll pray on this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come back to your throne of grace, I just pray that we that you will hear and answer these prayers according to your holy will. We bind down conflict and strife on that young man's drive. Father God, continue to give him grace and favor in strange places, Daddy God. Let him be one of the favorite people on his job. Lord God, her other son that needs a job, we just ask the Holy Spirit to go ahead of him and prepare the way and just give him the job of his choice, Daddy God, one with the hours, the benefits, and the pay that he would like to have, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, you heard her sister Grundy said her son had an accident on a bike. Father God, just heal that young man. Just heal his body, Father God. We come against all pains, all bruises in the name of Jesus. And we send the word to penetrate every cell within his body. We stand upon Psalm number 107 and verse 20. And you sent your word and healed him of all his afflictions and his destructions. And Father God, as you heard, Pastor Grundy said that he would like to have a church on one level with a dining room facility. Father God, we decree and we declare that you would lead him either to a church building, that you would just cause the plans that he has to be finalized, lead him to the right place, because you know whereof, you know, that you want the church to be. Father God, let the church price it, if it's a building, a facility that he has in mind or that you have in mind, then lead him to the church building that you would happen to purchase. Or if he's supposed to build a church from the ground up, Daddy God, you go ahead of him. I ask the Holy Ghost and Holy Angels of God now and to pick out the place, given the price, given grace and favor in strange places, Daddy God, with all those that will have anything to do with the purchase of this building. And Father God, do as your servant has requested. You said if you delight yourself also in the Lord, that you would give us the desires of your heart. And Father God, we decree, we declare that he would have a church building on one level with the dining room facilities, in Jesus' name. And Lord, don't forget about Sister Mildred's daughter. Bless and keep her and put her in the center of your perfect will for her life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And Father, we also lift up Sister Ella's two brothers in the nursing home. We thank you, Father God, for them being comfortable. And Father, if they're not saved, we ask you for salvation for them, drawing them closer to you than they've ever been before. I thank you for touching their bodies with your nail-scarred hands, sending the word and healing them. And Father, we're so grateful that you are the King of Kings, and you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ask or think or imagine. And we just thank you so much, Father God, for being with us on Bible Storyland this morning, Father God. Father, there is nothing that we can do without you. We wouldn't even try, Father God, but we just thank you that you are great and a mighty God, and we thank you for choosing us to serve you. What a joy it is to serve the Most High God.
Amen.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Now, I'm asking, does anyone have any testimonies this morning, or anything they would like to share with us?
I have a praise.
Okay.
The praise is that my church is growing out through the Emmaus community, and we are just also kind of in prayer, but you don't need to do it here, but you know, the Emmaus find some more people to do servanthood. And that's just my praise. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Kara. Anybody else have any testimonies, anything they want to share this morning? Okay. Lot of thinking, but no talking. So anybody else? All right. Well, I thank God for each of you being on this morning, and I regret that it's time to go. But I look forward to hearing from each of you next week on Bible Storyland, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Next week is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. And in a minute, I want to ask Ebony to sing another song for us. And Eddie is going to do a closing prayer right after the song. And then Karen is going to close us out with a little praise music. So I just thank God for each of you, as I said. And I love each of you. And I'm talking to you and you and you and you too. You have you've been a blessing to me. And I thank God for those who will be listening to the show later. I want you to have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. So we thank God for each of you this morning. Ebony, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm going to play and sing There Is a Sweet Anointing in the Sanctuary. This is my dad's favorite song. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm blessed and highly favored.
No, that's right.
Amen.
Speak, Lord.
sweet anointing in the sanctuary, and I thank God for him speaking to us this morning. I just thank God for you, Ebony. Just continue on to do as the Lord wants you to do. Bless you. We have Deacon Eddie Williams with us this morning from Cincinnati, Ohio. He is deacon in the church at the Church of God at Clinton Springs in Cincinnati. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
How are you?
Good. God is good to me. I'm blessed.
Amen.
The program, all the singing, the minister who gave the message, just everybody was good this morning. I enjoyed all of it.
Mm-hmm.
God has been good to me.
Yes. Amen. How's your family, Doris and everybody?
She's doing fine. Everybody's doing good. Today,
well, I want to wish you a happy, how many years is it?
56 years.
You've been married 66?
No, 56.
56 years. Woo! Happy anniversary to you and Doris.
Yes. We have enjoyed a blessed life with the Lord being our helper. He's been good to us.
Amen. And I tell you what, he and Doris look young, like when I was a teenager. And Eddie, how old you turned how old recently?
I'm 80 right now. I'll be 81 this year.
Amen. I thank
God
for you. You have the youth of... You and Doris have much use.
Well, God is good. God is good.
All the time.
Yes,
we
yes.
We serve him and he will keep you.
Yes, he will.
All right, you want to close us out in prayer? Unless anybody else have a testimony, anything they want to say before he closes us out in prayer. All right, all is quiet this morning, Brother Eddie, so... If you'll close us out in prayer, and I thank God for you and for everybody who's been on the show. I love you, and I just thank God for you coming on, participating, listening, and I love you. All right, Eddie.
Father, we come before you this morning, giving you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you, Lord, for all of your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We know, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. Lord, we know with you, there is nothing that can't be done that's in your will. Help us, Lord, to always serve you, to love, honor, and obey you. Lord, and help us to do the things that you want us to do, and to always say, Lord, your will be done in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for all the participants that's been on this program, for the singers, for the minister who spoke, Lord, for each one, Lord, you know who they were, and we enjoy their service, Lord, that they have rendered to you and to the audience. Lord, we pray that you would just bless us through this coming week. Lord, this coming Lord's Day, Lord, have your way in our lives and in our hearts.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, the request that was made, Lord, we pray that you would just grant each one. Lord, you know their needs. You know their concerns.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and without you, we can do nothing.
We do nothing.
Lord, we know with you, we don't have to worry, Lord. And as the people are saying, the end of time when it's coming, Lord, only you know that, Lord.
Amen.
And we praise you. Lord, and we serve you, and we love you, and we're going to keep serving you until you call for us. And we know that you're the only one that knows and can call and let us know when it's time to come home. Oh, God, bless Caritha. Touch her heart and mind. Encourage her constantly, Lord. Bless her loved ones, her friends, her family. Lord, we thank you again for the radio, for the television, for the phone service program that's been rendered. Bless the youth, the children that will be she will be rendering service to on next week. Encourage each participant. Bless each one. Bless each home, Lord. Give us our desires. Help us, Lord, to serve you and to honor you more and to obey your word. Bless each pastor that will be bringing your word on tomorrow and those that will be bringing it today, Lord. Encourage each heart. We thank you and we praise you. We give you all the glory and the honor for everything that you will do. thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, we have some more people that have pressed one, and I'm sorry, I overlooked it. There's Martha Gonda, and there's also, I think it's Sister Elena from New Orleans. So, Martha, I'm sorry it took me so long to recognize it. Would you, you wanted to say something, Martha?
Oh, that's fine. I was covered in prayer. I just wanted to be covered in prayer for more strength and just to walk in the ways the Lord would have me to walk in the gifts that he's given me. And that's fine. I enjoyed the program tremendously. The prayers, preaching, the songs, it's just wonderful. Thank you.
Amen.
And that's Martha Gonda from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I thank you for being on. Sister Elena from New Orleans, did you have something to say?
Well, I wanted to say something about you in the prayer that was said about dreams. And I wanted to give a testimony about a dream the Lord gave me. And in this dream, I was sleeping in my dream, and in the dream, I was sitting at the back of a church, and the church was filled with people. And as I sat at the back of the church on the last seat, there was a man came in. He was all dressed with straggly hair, like they used to call them the hippies. And he went up to, there was a lady in the front of the church. He was waiting on people to give them their food stamps. And so he went up to the desk where she was sitting, and he said, I want my food stamps. And when he said that, she said, well, have a seat. You'll be waited on. He said, I'm not waiting. He said, I'm a child of the devil, and I want it right now. And when he said that, in the audience, I saw the people. It was like, I don't know, if anyone has seen those Frankenstein movies, I saw like electrical shocks going through the whole congregation, like the devil had the whole church under his power. And when I saw that in the church, I said, oh, the devil had the church. So in my dream, I got up to run from the devil. And in my dream, though it was in a dream, I knew the power of Jesus. And the words came to down in me that says, there's power in the name of Jesus. So when I got up to run from the devil, to turn, when the Lord spoke to me down in my dream, and he said, if you run from the devil, you'll run the rest of your life. Stand up and fight.
All right.
I turned to face the audience and to face the front, and as I turned, this man had turned into a snake. He had manifested into a snake from the front of the back, and he had come all the way up to my face. And he was in my face, but he had the face of a man of the body of a snake, a big, thick snake. And I said to him, I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to go. And when I said that, this man that was in the form of a snake, he began to back like a snake would go back and back and back until he came back into the form of a man. And I woke up all of a sudden when the dream was over. So I just want to encourage the people out there in the audience, don't run from the devil. Stand up and fight. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. There is power in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, sometimes I'm on the highway driving and it looks like a car is going to hit me. I say, Jesus! That's all I can say, Jesus! And I tell you what, he gets me to my destination safely and bring me back safely.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Appreciate that testimony. Anybody else have anything they want to say? Press 1 if you're not already on. Well, I thank God for each of you. There are many people on here today from Michigan and Texas, Ohio, and all places all over. So I just thank God for each of you being on, and I look forward to speaking with you all next week on Bible Storyland. Same time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So thank you so much again for being on. Anybody want to share anything else? Still got about, a couple of more minutes or so. All right.
Thank God for you. Anybody? Oh, I know. There was one question that I asked. Who was the young man that I was talking about earlier that was faithful to God all of his life, and God went to him and called his name about 3 times, and he went to a priest and thought that's who was calling him? Who is he?
Peter.
Nope.
It was Samuel.
Yes, Samuel. Who said that?
Eddie.
That's
Eddie,
you, Eddie. Okay. All right, somebody else press 1. Good morning, my sister. How are you, Ronnie? Hello? All right, I thought somebody else wanted to say something, but I guess they did. Anybody else? I see a 269-760 number. Did you want to say something?
No, I just enjoy the word of God, and I was telling you to answer Samuel, but I enjoyed the word and all the participants. Thank God for the show. It's been an inspiration in my life.
Thank you, my sister Ronnie from Kalamazoo. Glad you're on. Thank God for you.
Amen.
Anybody else? All right. Well, the show is ended. Unless somebody else has something they want to say, you can start hanging up if you like, or you just continue to hold till they cut you off. But they're going to cut us off for probably, we got about 2 more minutes remaining. Yes, go ahead. Thank you so much. Wait, anybody else have anything they want to say before Karen plays her song? All right. Okay, you can go ahead, Karen. Thank you.
All right, we'll do it. Okay, let's just praise the Lord.
Seven more seconds. The show is going to go off.
Praise the Lord.
Karen, you want to play some more?
All right, we'll do it.
You can just continue playing until it just cuts you off.
Good enough.